It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Spring is here and coming soon, mosquito season, with heightened concerns about diseases that these insects might transfer to humans. Today, Tom Martin talks with Stephen Dobson, a professor of medical entomology, about Mosquito Mate, a spinoff of research Dr. Dobson conducted at the University of Kentucky.
What is Mosquito Mate?
Mosquito Mate is a University of Kentucky technology that was developed. I'm also a professor at the Department of Entomology at UK. So basically, we would come to your backyard and introduce 1,000 additional mosquitoes to your backyard. And this is typically the point where people's eyes get very wide. But then we explain that these are male mosquitoes only, and male mosquitoes don't bite. They don't blood feed, they don't transmit pathogens that cause disease, but they do find female mosquitoes in your backyard, mate with them, and then sterilize them.
And so the female mosquito lays eggs, correct?
That's right.
But what's wrong with those eggs?
Basically, this technology does not use genetic modification. We've taken a naturally occurring bacterium. This bacterium is actually found in over half of all insects. But the patented University of Kentucky technology is to move this bacterium around into mosquitoes, and that's what causes this sterility. Female mosquitoes tend to be monogamous. They only mate once during their life. And so for the rest of their lives, they fly around and lay eggs that don't hatch. And if enough of the mosquito eggs in your yard don't hatch, your population goes down.
And that bacterium is Wolbachia, is that correct?
That's true, Wolbachia.
Okay. If you would just go back just a little bit, take us back to your research at UK that eventually led to the establishment of Mosquito Mate. How did it come about? What initially brought your attention to this approach to mosquito control?
People have known about Wolbachia for a long time. And when I was a graduate student, I began reading about it, and it really captured my imagination and really thought this was something that I wanted to pursue. I was very fortunate and was able to get a few grants from the National Institutes of Health. We eventually got a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as well to develop this technology. And so really what we've done is continue, built upon knowledge that was developed by other people. But then the University of Kentucky, we developed this method to essentially establish these artificial infections, to move Wolbachia around between mosquitoes to create these new sterility types.
Did you have to go through a series of regulatory hurdles before you could go into production? And how did that impact raising capital?
Yes, we've spent a lot of time working on working with the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. They are regulating this as a microbial pesticide. There are other bacteria that are used to control mosquitoes, and so we fit very nicely into that same category. So we're constantly on the phone explaining the technology. As you can imagine, this is unusual, and there's a lot of education that goes on with the EPA. Not only are we learning, but also we're training them in how this biology works. A lot of doing field trials where we do releases of these mosquitoes and then record the results and then provide that to the EPA. So there's a lot of back and forth. And so, yes, we spent a lot of time working with the EPA. As far as the capital raise, we've really not raised any capital. We're completely grant supported at this point.
And how long did it take to get from laboratory to the market?
So I started at UK about 20 years ago, and so we've been working on this pretty much constantly through that whole period.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.